you'd raise your right hand, please. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter?
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated, and you may narrate your testimony for the record, then you'll be subject to examination. So what we'll do is you can give your testimony, and then we'll go through the... I assume you'd be testifying in opposition to this application.
Wasn't that correct?
Yes. And so you can testify, and then the protestants will examine you, and then the applicants will examine you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
My name is Tom Sorge. I live at 2532 North Edgewood, which is in Eagle, at the near the intersection of Beacon Light and Edgewood Road. And our home was built in 1979, and the well was drilled approximately 50 foot deep. We actually bought and moved there in 1990, and following that time there was significant development around us. And in the late 90s, our well started sucking air, and I had a pump company or well drill, I don't remember exactly who it was, that came out, and they lowered our pump to within 2 or 3 feet of the bottom. And then again, in 2002, it started sucking air again. And at that point then, I had to drill a new well, and that was drilled by Kuntz Well Drilling. And they came out and drilled a new well, which is 137 foot deep. And so my concern is that, you know, based on what's happened to me, is that the water table there has declined, and I would be very concerned that additional development would affect my water level in the same way. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sorge. Mr. Thornton, questions?
Yeah. Mr. Sorge, could you point out on the map behind you generally where you are located on close to the intersection of Beacon Light and, you say, Edgewood?
I would be right here.
Okay. And then you started having problems with your sucking air in what year again?
It'd be the late 90s. It was probably 2 or 3 years before I had to drill a well.
Okay. And then it performed okay, enough water and stuff for the next few years?
It did.
Okay. And then in 2002, it sounds like you had to make a decision to drill your well deeper, to re-drill a well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That was in 2002. What, can you put your finger on anything around you at all that seemed to cause was apparent water level decline?
Just that I know a lot of new houses went up, but I don't know.
Okay. And do you have any information at all on the depth change in feet for perhaps where they reset your pump? Did you have any information at all in terms of your water level when they reset it the first time versus the decision to re-drill the second time?
Well, when they reset it the first time, I think they set it at about 47 or 48 feet, which was, they said they couldn't go clear to the bottom because it would pull sand or mud, so they went within about 2 or 3 feet of the bottom.
Okay. And then the 47 feet, was it was first time it was 47 feet down, or that was after they replaced?
They reset it to that level.
To 47?
Yes.
And so based on that information, does that tell you that there was water level declining as well?
Yes.
Is there any talk by Coons Well Drilling that there was a problem with your pump or a problem with your well casing or anything?
No.
Just that the water, they were stating the water level?
Water table had dropped.
Okay. Are you aware of any other people in your area? You've got one dock close to you, but are you aware of anybody else that you've heard, neighbors or anything, with any apparent water level drops and concerns in their wells?
Well, my neighbor has.
Okay. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Sorkin?
Okay. Mr. Smith, questions?
I have none.
Okay. Mr. Edwards? Mr. Lawrence, are you examining?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Sorkin. Mr. Sorkin, do you know what the depth to water was in your original well when it was drilled?
I don't know exactly, but when they pulled the pipes out, it looked like it had been around 18 to 20 feet based on the rust on the pipes.
Mr. Sorge, are you measuring the water levels in your new well?
No.
Do you know the static water level in your new well?
I do.
What is that?
It's somewhere around 47 feet.
How do you know that if you're not measuring the water levels?
Department of Water Resources is measuring it.
How often are water levels in your well measured?
I don't know. They just started.
Did you measure the water or have the water measured in the old well when it was abandoned?
There was no water in it when it was abandoned. That's why I had to drill a new well.
Did anyone take a water level measurement when it was abandoned?
Well, Coons told me it was dry. The well driller told me there was no water left.
Did the well driller take a water level measurement?
He did.
Did your old well produce sand?
No.
Was your old well sealed throughout its depth?
When they drilled the new one? After they drilled the new one?
Was your old well constructed so it was sealed throughout its depth?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Do you know what aquifer your old well was completed into?
By name or what?
Do you have any idea, any information, any name?
No.
Has anyone told you what aquifer your new well was completed into?
No.
You mentioned other nearby wells that were constructed after your original well. Do you know the depth that those wells were completed to?
I don't.
No more questions, thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Sorge. Okay. All right, have we concluded now the presentation of evidence by the protestants? I'm not sure I explored that adequately. Mr. Smith, you didn't have any other witnesses, did you?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think we're at that juncture then where the applicants would then present rebuttal testimony. Are we ready to start that presentation? Do you want to make a moment to organize?
We are ready.
Okay. You do have a motion first, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Smith?